It's unclear where Young fell from his blue inflatable kayak, but he and a friend began their float at Seven Castles, just outside of downtown Basalt. Britt Queer and his girlfriend were on a restaurant patio along the Frying Pan when they saw the empty kayak and Young's body.
And we just took off, chased down, down the stream through the parking lot. We got there and ran over and thought about jumping in the river to help get him out.
Queer says a group of fishermen pulled Young onto the bank and tried to revive him. He had a cut on his head. A Swiftwater rescue crew arrived and continued resuscitation efforts, but Young was pronounced dead on scene. Steve Howard leads the Basalt Fire Department Swiftwater team. He says the Frying Pan is high this year, with flows around 750 cubic feet per second, more than double what it normally is.
Typically, we don't have a lot of kayakers or boaters on the Frying Pan because it doesn't have enough volume of water to do it safely or easily. So now that it's up in that 750 range, all of a sudden it's become possible to boat it. And so it creates a new hazard that we typically don't have to deal with.
Unlike the Roaring Fork River that's boated often, dangerous spots on the Frying Pan don't get communicated, so boaters may be unaware of hazards, like a downed tree.
Be aware, it's not a river that gets a lot of boating traffic, so therefore there could be new strainers, new obstructions, that you might be the first person that comes upon them, and it could be something you're not prepared for.
This is a real shock for the river community, the folks in Grand Junction and ski school here.
Chuck Ristein worked alongside his friend Jerry Young. Young was a Grand Junction resident who spent his winters in Snowmass teaching skiing.
He had a distinctive laugh and a good nature, and basically didn't say anything negative about anybody. He was well-liked and well-received in, the locker room up there at Snowmass.
He says Young was dedicated and always working to improve his ski instruction. Officials with the Aspen Skiing Company say Young worked for them for 10 years. He was wearing a helmet, a life jacket, and a wetsuit at the time of the incident. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.